I'm Emma Greed, host of Aspire with Emma Greed, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Can you beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Let's get a play-in partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
Hi, my name
is
Misty.
Hey, Misty, welcome to the Rocktagon. Jeets overall record, 139 wins, 15 losses. He's currently 2-0. Do you have any to take him down today?
I'm going to try my best.
Misty sounds fun. Like, you know what I mean?
She's, yeah.
Like, I can hear her smiling when she talks. There's a good vibe coming off of Misty.
I do smile a lot. That's true.
You know, there is a smile in your voice for sure. Well, Misty, best of luck. Name is your buzzer. First one to get three correct will be your champion. Question number one, what type of cloud is often described as cotton-like?
Misty. Cumulus
is right. Not only is she friendly and fun, but she's smart.
Yeah, there's zero chance I would have ever got that. I had no idea. I know Cumulus is the name of a radio competitor, mm-hmm. but didn't know it was named after a clown.
Let's see how you do on this one. Question right. Number two. What is a crotchless portafilter?
Misty. Never mind. I have no clue.
Jeets, edible underwear.
It is not correct. A single-hold espresso machine filter is known as a crotchless portafilter.
Mm.
Oh, I never would have known that.
Me neither, but I thought it was funny.
I guessed edible underwear.
Question number three. What's the name of the newspaper in The Simpsons?
Jeets, the Springfield Times?
Springfield Times is incorrect. Misty.
Oh, the Springfield News?
Springfield News. Both of those were great guesses, but both wrong. It's the Springfield Shopper. Springfield Shopper.
The Shopper?
Hey, man, I didn't write the show.
Have you ever heard of a newspaper called referred to as a shopper?
No. Yeah, it was a coupon book, man, when I was in California, when I grew up there.
But that's not a newspaper.
I don't know. Hey, take it up with what's-his-face.
I am.
Take it up with Matt.
Me and Misty going to go talk to Matt Groening.
Question number four. What do you call the feeling of having experienced something before?
Jeets. Is it deja vu?
Deja vu is the right answer. You guys are tied up.
Oh, I say that was a tie.
Well, you would be wrong.
Yeah. Question number five.
I'm starting to hear some frowns in Misty's voice.
Yeah, yeah. The chairman's picking up. Question number five. What's the smallest organ in the human body? Smallest.
Ooh.
Jeets, the anus.
The anus is incorrect. Misty.
Oh, the eyes?
Eye is incorrect. It's actually the pineal gland. The pineal gland is the smallest organ on the human body. Notice Misty's laughing. We're sitting in silence. Mm. Question number six. What is another term for addictive production? I'm sorry. What is another term for additive production?
Misty.
Pasteurization's a good guess. That's incorrect. Jeets?
Math.
Do you say meth or math?
Math.
It's actually 3D printing is the right answer. 3D printing. Question number seven. Which Greek goddess gave her name to the city of Athens?
Jeets. Is it Athena?
Athena is the right answer. Yeah. Jeets goes into the lead. Question number eight. A group of otters is called what?
Jeets. Otter Pops.
Otter Pops is incorrect. Misty.
A pod?
A pod is a good guess. Incorrect. They're actually called a raft. Question number 9.
Yeah, these questions are tough today, Terry.
Misty was playing and she's smart. Question number 9. What major does David Bowie's Space Oddity refer to?
Misty.
Oh, gee.
Misty.
Tom.
Oh, I did. Like, it took
you
me
guys
too
are
long.
Going the song. I can
she just got it.
Nice job, Misty. Question Thank number you. 10. Where would you find the extraterrestrial highway?
Cheats. Is it, I guess, Nevada?
Nevada is right for the win. Wow.
Wow. There are aliens in Nevada.
Yeah, Area 51 and the whole deal. Misty, you played really well. Very, very big brain on you. But unfortunately,
we're going to play a happy song. Don't worry.
All right. Thank you so much.
I know it puts a smile on my face, Terry.
Well, you know, you won. Congratulations.
Keep on smiling, baby. Misty was, she sounded fun. She was fun.
She did a good job. She played very well. We will play tomorrow again right around 7:35. Ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets? They are very easy to find.
This has been a monumental shift in the way people consume entertainment.
True.
Terry Boyd actually has a podcast, and believe it or not, it's called Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. You can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app at KGON.com or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.